Video piracy is a huge problem in China, Malaysia, and Taiwan. But this week's question for the Ethicist tackles a piracy problem a little closer to home. We have Randy Cohen on the line to answer it, and he writes for the New York Times Magazine's Ethicist column. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Jennifer.
Randy, today's question comes from Louise in Washington State, and we have her on the phone as well. Hi, Louise.
Hello, Jennifer.
So tell us what has been bothering you.
Well, my sons are good friends of a family that has access to bootleg videos. And I found this out because the family kindly watched my sons one time when my husband and I couldn't take care of them and they needed to get to a soccer game. So they were spending some time at his house, the family's house, and they came home telling me how they had watched, I can't remember what was in the theaters at the time, and I realized that they were watching bootleg videos. So I told the kids they were stolen, and they had taken one home, borrowed it, and I wouldn't let them watch it. And I said, we don't do that. But they do spend time at this family's house, and I don't know how to, you know, I say, well, you guys, you really can't, to their face, tell them they're thieves. So I would rather that, you know, okay, you can watch it when you're at their house, but you can't take them home, and we won't do that. So I don't know if I handled that right, if I should have point blank said, you know, you guys are showing my kids stolen videos, and I'd rather you didn't.
So you haven't said anything to this person
No.
about them. And do you know where he's getting the bootleg videos from?
Actually, I do a little bit more, know more about it, because we do spend a lot of time with his family. And they say they're getting it from a relative, and they just don't want to know. They're not going to ask where they're getting it, you know. Mm. So they don't really know either, but they're happy to have them, I guess, you know, which is kind of goes against the grain with me.
So what you're saying, Louise, is you want to ask Randy if it's okay to tell your coach friend not to show your kids bootleg videos. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. I want to know if, as an adult, I'm not going to be too off-putting or jeopardize our friendship to say something about that, and I think there's probably a way I can do that.
Well, Randy, what should Louise do?
I think Louise has done very well as far as she's gone, that she was very wise to use this as an opportunity to teach her kids a moral lesson, that it really isn't right to take people's work without their consent, that you shouldn't be watching pirate videos. I love just the idea of pirate videos. They're swashbuckling as all get out. And I think you were also really wise not to put a child in the middle of an adult conflict, that the child isn't really in a position to chastise an adult, don't you do that, or to draw the line and be a bit of a prig at the house of these adults and say, oh, my parents won't let me watch that unless you can show me a receipt. I mean, that seems a bit much. But I think you could maybe go one step further, and that next time you run into this family, you could say something tactful, something gentle, something that doesn't include the word weasel or, you know, any reference to any small furry creatures, that you feel uncomfortable having your kids watch pirated videos, and you just prefer that they show them other things.
Thank you. That's a good way to handle it. I just, you know, we are good friends with these folks, and I'm surprised that they actually do have them in their home, but they do.
Oh, in New York, they're all over the place. That
really?
As soon as a movie hits the theaters, you can see people selling them often in my neighborhood on a blanket right next to the subway entrance. You can get everything that's current. And in fact, my daughter a couple of summers ago worked as a counselor in a riding stable in New York. We have riding stables in Manhattan. And she was working in a kind of day camp they ran for kids there. And on a rainy day, they showed them a bootleg of Seabiscuit, like the week Seabiscuit came out. And my daughter was very disappointed at the technical quality of the bootleg because it was too good. That there are bootlegs you can get where someone's clearly just put a camcorder in the back of the theater and you can see a lot of heads.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't one of those. It was an excellent pirated copy, which often means someone involved. All video film editing is now digital, so someone can just steal that file. Someone in the movie industry, this was apparently something like that, a high-quality bootleg, very disappointing. It took away the whole feel of crime, so important to children.
I'm surprised, then. I guess we do live in a small town, because this was the first I'd seen that you could get them, and I don't know. This family is a high-tech family, so maybe they have a way on the Internet to get them.
Well, Randy, can I ask what you told your daughter to do when she told you that story?
I told her she should be willing to accept high quality. She can't count on having an air of criminality about all her experiences that she has to put up with, that criminals are getting more high tech. No, I told her something similar to what I told Louise, that we have a firm non-piracy policy in our house, that she only does legal downloads of music. And I subsidize her. That was part of our deal to get her to walk in the sun once again and not to do any illegal downloading. I told her I would contribute $10 a month for legal music downloads. Beyond that, she's on her own, but she must never, ever do illegal ones. But she's not in a position to lecture her boss. Where did you get this video? How dare you show it? I think that's asking too much of a child.
Just like Louise shouldn't really try to find out where this brother of the friend is getting it.
No, she has no obligation to be to police the town for illegal videos. But she does have a parental obligation to teach her kids right and wrong and not to encourage them to indulge in this kind of thing.
All right, Louise.
Wow, thank you. I feel better, but I have another step.
Louise from Washington State, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you for having me on your show.
If you've got a question or some pirated kung fu movies for the ethicist, drop us a line at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line, and please include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much, Jennifer.